Wes, it's only on one morning this week. His back timing's appalling. We're meant to start now. He's so rubbish. Look at this, the record's still playing.
Can't you turn him off now?
No, because people like this record. You can't just chop it.
Just pot it now.
Wes, is that rubbish? Where's your rubbish? No reply. He obviously agrees.
Am I still on?
Yes, you're still on.
Oh, I've got no headphones now, so I can't hear you.
You're just going to have to keep switching the mic on and off.
That's what I'm doing.
Right. But if I talk at the same time as you, you won't hear what I'm saying.
No, I can't hear what you're saying right now. Because I've got my mic up, I've got no headphones on.
I was just saying what a great show it was this morning, Wes.
Oh, thanks very much,
rubbish,
mate.
You're rubbish.
You're so kind.
Rubbish. Pleasure, and it was lovely hearing you on the air this morning.
Oh, yes.
No, it wasn't at all. He's awful.
Thanks, Chris. I really enjoy your show.
Not as good as Namone. Well, my pleasure, mate. Have a lovely sleep.
Thanks, Chris. I'll see you over the weekend, mate.
All right.
Bye.
Thought that went well.
And Wes will be back Sunday afternoon from 4, the official chart show.
Yeah. Are you reading that, or do you now know that?
Just giving him a plug.
Right. Well, whatever you want. Well, I just shook his hand and said good morning. 6:56. Can't stop, addicted to the shindig. Chop, chop, one. Red Hot Chili Peppers. Can't stop. I'm drunk on sleep this morning. I've had more sleep before this show than any other morning show I've done so far. And I didn't go out last night. I didn't drink last night. I swear I'm alive, and I'm just drunk on sleep.
Your hair looks nice as well.
Apparently I look like I've just been...
Like I just stepped out of a poodle parlour.
And I had weird dreams last night. Really weird dreams. Standing in a queue, and behind me, Fat John O'Coleman and his missus.
Mm.
Right, and what looked like their daughter, who was taller than the pair of them. Very weird. While John O'Coleman's wife went, "Is that the rude man?" So I'm a little bit kind of weirded out this morning. Shall I shut up and move on?
Mm.
Right, OK. 50 Cent next, then. Let's get some news and support from Dom and Jules. It's 7 o'clock.
The question now is, who bombed Madrid? Cold and windy this morning with sleet and snow in many places and some very heavy rain later.
Oh, rubbish.
It's now 4 minutes past seven.
I want snow. I felt as though I slept so much last night. It obviously snowed during the night, and then it may obviously rained or it thawed out. Like, you know, in this great heat that we're having. And then it obviously lightly snowed again this morning. So when I've come out, it's all kind of wet and damp and drizzly, but all the cars are covered in fresh snow.
It's nice,
and I'm
isn't it?
I feel as though I've slept through the biggest snowstorm ever, and then the biggest heat wave, and then biggest downpour ever. I feel really weird. I'm all right, and I'm, you know, getting there. I just feel drunk on sleep. 7 hours I had last night. I normally get about 4.5, 5. I don't like
7 it. 7 hours isn't that much, though.
Actually. I know. It's still not enough. But it's not, you know, it's way more than what I'm used to. I feel weird. Wes, do you fancy doing the rest of the show?
I feel weird, too.
Do you?
Mm.
Really? Why?
I think I'm drunk on sleep as well.
Now, you haven't had much... Move up, step up to the mic, Wes, my darling.
Okay.
You know, you're not used to an audience. Now, so how... You just got back from your holidays.
Yeah.
He's still a bit jet-lagged.
No, yeah, I am.
Right.
That's the thing. My body clock now is a bit of a mess.
Right.
Yeah.
So what are you trying to do to get over that problem? It's like the Sunday surgery.
Well, I'm trying to go to bed earlier.
And how's that going for you?
It doesn't work.
Why?
Because I'm going to bed early and then I can't sleep, so I'm just... I have to get up again.
Right.
You know, or maybe read a book, you know, or count sheep.
Do you have sheep?
I have a couple. I just make them run around in circles around the bed, and I keep counting them.
You just 1, 2.
1, 2. Then
one, two.
They come around again.
1, 2.
Four.
Sound like White Cliff
John. 1, 2. 1, 2. 1, 2. 1, 2. 1, 2.
And eventually, I hope to nod off someday soon.
Really?
But seriously, at the moment, I'm like getting no sleep whatsoever.
Well, that's not good, Wes.
Mm.
It's not good.
I know.
I slept through most of your show. Little tip for you there. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
If you want to maybe tape the show and play it when you go to bed.
Maybe that's a good idea.
Not that you're rubbish, because as I was saying to you earlier, when we're having a chat the two-way, you know, what a great show it's been.
Thank you very much.
Yeah? Anyway, lovely to see you.
And you. take care.
Bye-bye now.
Drive safely home.
That's lovely Wednesday. He's going to be on the chart this Sunday at 4 on Radio 1. It's 6 minutes now past 7 o'clock. Your morning's just got better. The Savior is here. His aftershave is Old Spice. His breath still stinks of beer. He laughs at famous people 'cause he just doesn't care. He
looks like Terry Wogan, but he's got his own hair. The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't quote me on this, and I may be completely wrong, but I think the guy who either sings that or who wrote it has never been to Barcelona before in his life. But he just scanned in the song better rather than Scarborough or Filey.
Scarborough would nearly work, though, wouldn't it?
Sometimes I think I'm in
Scarborough.
Well, yeah. Well, Barcelona.
Barcelona, Scarborough. It's nearly there, isn't
Blackpool
it?
Blackpool doesn't work
no.
as well.
Bridlington?
Maybe. You might get that in.
No, because the emphasis is wrong.
Lytham St Anne's works. Yes, Alan?
Aberystwyth.
No, Lytham St Anne's doesn't work because the emphasis would have to be on the saint.
Kidderminster will fit.
Sometimes I'm feeling on the Kidderminster. Do you know what? I think you're right. Get the instrumental, let's do a parody. Oh, hello, good morning, everybody. Isn't it great to be alive?
Mm.
I'm waking up now.
I'm quite asleep today.
The weird thing is, Alan has got more... case for being asleep than anyone else, and he's the perkiest one this morning.
Do you know what worked for me? I slept for 3 hours of lunchtime. Brilliant.
Brilliant.
Really good.
Isn't sleep brilliant?
Brilliant.
Been bouncing around for the last 24 hours.
Oh, brilliant. So, run me through your day yesterday. You got up and did the show.
Yes.
And you went home. What time did you get to bed?
10:45.
He doesn't normally go home, by the way. You know, normally works or pretends to work. So 10:45, got to bed.
Yeah, woke up at 1:30, watched some of the Starsky and Hutch.
Which you've never seen before in your life,
never
have you?
And do you know what?
We said the only guy to do the premiere who's never seen Starsky and Hutch in his life.
And by the end of the show yesterday, I thought I had seen it, but realised halfway through watching Starsky and Hutch that it was Dukes of Hazzard I've seen.
Right, completely
not
different
Starsky
show.
And Hutch.
You couldn't get a more different show. While two blokes and a red car.
Well, they jump over the bonnet and they jump through the doors, the windows.
Right,
and the
but
doors.
Then TJ Hooker used to jump over bonnet.
And generally was more of an orange colour.
And that's where I got confused. When I saw the red, I was like, that's strange, I don't remember red. But now I realise it's a completely different series.
Yeah.
So I watched a bit of that,
right.
Had a quick shave.
Let's have a look.
It's day old now.
Lovely.
And then got the tube, came into work, had a very important meeting.
Did you hear that, listeners? Gets the tube. That's right, it's just a man of the people.
3:30 till 5:30. Then had to get a taxi over to Leicester Square and I was late.
Did you dress up?
No.
No 70s.
Do you know what I wore? I wore my Tuesday outfit, the one that you all rubbished.
I thought your Tuesday outfit was actually the better of the two.
No, that was the one you didn't like.
He's talking about the Justin Timberlake
one. Oh, is this
one?
With the sleeveless denim jacket?
And I wore the I'd rather be partying top.
Did you?
To get some sort of nice reaction from the celebrities. In the end, Ralph Little was there, and I said to him, do you like my top? Yeah, nice 70s gear, he goes. I was like, balls. Not 70s gear at all.
We had an idea, but it was too late to do anything about it. The fact that Starsky and Hutch premiere, they'd said if anybody wants to dress up in 70s gear, and we wanted to get a 70-year-old man there. You know, what are you dressed as? 70s. You know what I mean?
Sort of brown cardigan,
yeah,
some moccasins,
slippers, and a pipe, maybe in one of those kind of like bath chairs that they have,
a commode. That's not a bath, is it? That's entirely different.
I got back here at 9, edited it, some bits, and then went out for a meal at 9:30.
You're crazy. You just live an amazing rock and roll lifestyle.
I know.
I was meant to go out last night, and I was going to have great stories for today. I was meant to go see John Coleshaw being interviewed by Parky last night at BBC Television Centre in lovely London. And he was at Parkinson, which is on Saturday night. And there was another guest on, some fella from Love Actually, but I haven't seen it, so I don't know who that was. And George Michael. And I got home last night about 5:15 and just thought, I'm too tired to go. So I blew out George Michael last night. I believe that's the first time that's ever been said on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show.
7:17.
Are you ready?
Born ready.
I'm ready too. And me.
And me.
And me.
Friday morning, this is Radio 1. Hello. What a great record. Enrique Iglesias and Khalees, and it's called Not In Love. It's out this week. It's 7:20.
time for this morning's Buzz Off track. Rubbish name, great feature. I brought in a best of CD for today. So I didn't know what track to play off it because there are lots of good ones. So I said to Rachel, what's your favourite track by... Well, should I say who it is?
No.
Okay. What's your favourite track by so-and-so? So she goes, I like the track called blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you really? Is that your favourite one?
Yeah.
It's not your favourite one, is it? Yeah, it's my favourite one. Okay. And then Dominic sees, what are you doing? So I'll tell you, today's Buzz Off is this band. Oh, are you going to play and set their names a completely different song? So I'm like, what, is that your favourite?
Yep.
So it's really hard to find out, you know. I don't think there's one... You know, like the Beatles? Everyone's got a different favourite Beatles song. So it's like that.
So you've chosen your favourite, then,
haven't
you?
I haven't really chosen it yet. It's right. In the machine, but I haven't chosen it. So then the engineer comes in, because we've got a problem in the studio. This is all about 6:45 this morning. So while you're here, mate, what's your favourite song by the band... And he goes... Not really, kind of... No, I don't have one. You know, not really a band that I followed, to be honest. Yeah, but you must have, you know, you must have a favourite song. No, not really. Could you name one?
No.
No help at all. And when you find out who the band is, you'll be amazed. That's like, you know, even if you're not a Beatles fan, you go, what's your favourite Beatles song? Yeah. You know, I think the Beatles are overrated, but, you know, Penny Lane, I suppose.
But it's not the Beatles, though, is it?
No.
Right.
So... Who put track two on there? Was that you? It's the track that Dominic chose is on the CD player. Well, I'm going to go for track three, because I think it just might be one of the... Well, the track three... No, I don't know. Maybe we'll do Buzz Off every hour this morning, just for a one-off. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Here's today's Buzz Off track. Do you know who it is, Alan?
Rolling Stones.
Correct, Amundo. Been a band that I followed.
Really?
Shut up. I can get no satisfaction. I tried. Alan's theme tune.
Buzz.
Rubbish. Don't look at the time, Dave. Just feel it. Feel it.
Feeling it.
Alan's Buzz.
Why?
I'm a bit bored of it now.
You're bored of it?
It was good.
I'm now bored of Satisfaction by the Rolling Stones. I tried. String it. Poor reaction on the text.
Is that good or bad, though? That's good.
It means they like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
listener buzz, even though it's not. But it'll never get to the limit. Dave Wilson. There you go, 20 seconds left.
It is a difficult one, though, trying to pick your favourite one from them.
So, Gimme Shelter is what Dominic said, and Jumper Jack Flash is what Rachel said, but I can't believe the engineer said, what's your favourite Rolling Stones track? Not really a band that I followed. Yeah, but, you know, you must have like, a favourite Rolling Stones track. No, not really, couldn't really name one. But you could name one, I mean, you might not be able to choose a favourite, couldn't... no. And I'm like, really? Honestly? I find that bizarre.
See, I would have gone for maybe Honky Tonk Woman.
Really?
Or Start Me Up. Or, interestingly, Wild Horse.
What would you have gone for, Alad?
That one.
Right, OK.
That one. That one.
So anyway. Not really a band I follow.
Not really a band that I follow, must admit, no.
One, two, three, four.
It's either this or Evanescence. I think we chose wisely, didn't you?
Yeah. Oh, very wise.
Anyway, buzz off, go and buy that. Rolling Stones, 40 licks, 727.
Don't want to sound full of myself or rude.
Jamie Cullum and Frampton.
I know that I'm carrying on. Never mind if I'm showing off. I was just from...
And it's official, Jamie Cullum loves Comedy Dave.
Are you Comedy Dave?
Yes.
Oh.
What a reaction.
I didn't really know what to say, you know, when you put on the spot like that.
How pleased is he when he finds out you're Dave?
Are you Comedy Dave?
Yes.
Oh.
There you go. By the way, the satisfaction by the Rolling Stones, I'm one of the very few people in the world who owns a copy of the Satisfaction Skank by Fatboy Slim.
Which is brilliant, actually.
Which is brilliant. Mm. But he wasn't allowed to release it, I don't
think. Are we not allowed to play that, then, for legal reasons?
You know, I have no idea.
We should find out, because if we can, we should.
I'll ring Mr. Slim, and I will ask him. Right?
Mm.
Okay, good.
BBC. Radio 1. Newsbeat.
One of you may remember a feature that never ever happened on this show called King of Tickets. You won't remember it, Dave. You were out of the studio. Anyway, King of Tickets sadly will never ever come back to the show.
Right.
But instead has been replaced with a brand new ticket style feature. And I'll give you details in a moment of what that is.
Sounds excellent.
But no King on there whatsoever.
Okay.
Right, right. Let's get some news from Dominic. It's 7:31.
3 days of mourning are beginning in Spain.
Road travel.
Another motorway, because it's Friday. It's the M4 in Berkshire. Snow is causing delays between Junction 5 and Junction 15 at Swindon. A 50-mile-an-hour speed limit is enforced.
One Road Travel. On Radio 1.
And the time now is 7:35.
That's
5 and 15.
That's a hell of a delay, isn't it?
It is. That's a long old delay. Snow's causing problems in many places this morning, so take extra care on the road.
Between Junction 5 and 15?
Yeah.
Good God.
It's right.
See that? It's right. Unless they're small junctions.
They're not. They're actually a long way, that 5 to 15.
Really?
Mm.
Are you sure about this, Dominic?
I'm absolutely sure.
Is, you know...
BBC Travel Unit informs me it's between Junction 5 and Junction 15, and I believe them.
I'm not pointing the finger at anybody, but, you know, you were rubbish in that last bulletin.
Thanks very
you were
much.
All over the place.
Thanks
maybe
very
you
much.
Got that wrong.
I will double-check, but
are
I don't...
Are you sure it's not 5 and 6?
No, definitely 5.
5 and 7?
No, 15.
5 and 8?
15.
5 and 9?
That's 15.
Will you do me a favour, Dominic, today? Will you find out what the M6 is like between 17 and 18? Because I think there's roadworks, and I've got to go through there later.
Dave, I'll do that for you. I don't normally take requests on One Road Travel, but...
I've got a travel thing, but it's more trains. Are there any
problems? That's not One Road Travel, is it, Rach?
Birmingham?
That'd be One Rail Travel.
Just help these people out, Dominic. That's what you're there for. You're like a guiding angel of travel.
M6, I think there's problems between 17 and 18, and
right.
I want to know whether they've shifted or not.
I'll put a call in for you,
Dave. Anybody else? Juliet?
Apparently 15 and 16, and someone's on 13,
no,
and it's flowing.
Don't read those out, because they're not confirmed.
Unconfirmed reports suggest.
That's right.
Trains, preferably to Birmingham, yes, that would be very nice too.
Can you see if there's going to be any delays from my front door to my local pub around about 6:30 this evening?
I am primarily a news reader who happens to do the odd bit of travel and the odd bit of weather. I'm not coordinating travel information for the entire UK.
Oh, you've changed, you have. Really have.
We're here to entertain you each morning from 7.
More money. 7:37, get out of bed! Chris.
Moyle Show, National Radio 1.
7:43. Good morning. Friday, weekend, all that. Fulham Leeds tomorrow.
You're going, aren't you?
Yeah. I'm off. I'm off to see the mighty Fulham against the mighty Leeds United.
Nice day out.
Yeah. So I thought, this is great. I'll meet a nice mate of mine in the pub beforehand who's a Fulham fan.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have a nice Fulham Leeds United drink together. He's on holiday. He's in Portugal in the sunshine.
I know a little nice pub for pre-match drinks if you want.
Good, good, good. I like Fulham. You know, it'll be a tough game that tomorrow. But you never know. We need it, you see.
Funny side, Fulham. You never know which way they're going to go.
I like them. Am I the only one, by the way? And I think I probably am, right? The Fulham manager.
Coleman.
Chris Coleman.
Been ill. I hope he's better.
Oh, really?
Hmm.
Get well soon, Chris. I'm sure he's tuned in.
I think he might be better now.
Right. Reminds me of Jeremy Edwards, who used to be in Hollyoaks.
He does a bit, actually. He's got the same colouring, yes.
That's all right. Although his voice doesn't.
Well, he's Welsh.
But he doesn't look Welsh.
He doesn't. I must admit, I'm with you on that, because he's actually very Welsh.
But he doesn't look Welsh.
He's from Swansea, and he is very, very strongly Welsh-spoken, but he doesn't look like a Welshman.
Right. Would you like to tell everybody now the name of our brand-new ticket feature?
OK. Today, for the first time, it's our pleasure to play Top of the Swaps.
After the dire success of King of Tickets the other week, we thought we'd completely change the mechanic for our ticket giveaway. And yesterday, after the show, when we had a little meeting, we came up with this feature called
Top of the Swaps. The King is dead. Long live the Swapsies.
Basically, what we got, a football tickets to give away, a pair of tickets I've got for tomorrow's match. Is it tomorrow's match?
Yeah.
Right, so it definitely is tomorrow.
Tomorrow's
not
match.
Not a week Saturday, no. Not a week Sunday.
Tomorrow's match.
It's not in April.
Tomorrow's match.
Definitely tomorrow.
Yeah.
Birmingham City and Leicester. So, would you like a pair of tickets for the Birmingham City-Leicester game? It's Top of the Swaps. Here are the rules. We have a pair of tickets, but we're going to swap them with you. So we're not going to give them away. It's pure swapsies. If you want the tickets and you're still into swap, 08700 100 100. I can't give you any clues. It's completely up to you, and you genuinely have to do it. It's not one of those twee radio features where you go, I will swap my house. You have to do it. So 08700 100 100, what would you swap for a pair of tickets for Birmingham City and Leicester?
You tell us what you've got for swapsies, and then we sit here as a panel, essentially, and decide which one we'd prefer to take.
Damn right. 08700 100 100. Down 10, it's this, up a 9, is it? Like that, is it? We'll do a chart.
We could do.
Yeah.
But we won't.
08700 100 100 for Top of the Swaps. Call now. This is... Well, this is... I don't know anything about this. Rachel, tell me about this.
This is Peter Doherty.
Yes.
He used to be in the Libertines.
I thought he was a snooker player, Peter Doherty.
No, you're thinking Steve Davis.
No, this, Ken Doherty.
This is a track called For Lovers.
I'm running away with you, lovers.
Deacon Blue, anyone?
Running away.
There's a text message just came in. Another one which says, is this Jimmy Nail's new single?
Both incorrect.
I meant to say he is still in the Libertines.
Is he?
I thought you said he's from the Libertines. Isn't that what you said?
Yes.
You didn't say he'd left, did you?
No.
Well, there you go.
Everybody thought I did.
Aren't the Libertines about to embark on a big UK tour?
Hmm.
Well, there you go. Well, he's got
That's a
stunning.
Nice song, though, that is.
It's all right, isn't it?
I like it.
It's all right.
Maybe it's a grower.
I think it is.
It's not the greatest thing in the world.
I think you'll learn to love him.
Great. It's no Vengabus. You know what I'm saying? Sorry, but I've got to be honest. I like the piano. I like that.
I bet you, give you a week.
Nobody does it better. I don't know what that is. I'm too young to remember that.
I'm running away.
Probably will grow on me, actually, I'll tell you. Peter Doherty. Doherty.
Not Ken Doherty.
or Ken Dodd.
Okay, what? Now, Rachel.
No, don't.
Why, how did you get from Peter Doherty to Ken Dodd?
I don't know.
That's like going, Peter Doherty. Not to be confused with Peter, Paul and Mary.
It's like a really rubbish, tedious link, isn't it?
Yeah, really, yeah, and you should know what a really rubbish one would be.
Yeah, we don't do a rubbish one until 9 o'clock, do we, Dave?
Swapsies are coming in.
Yes, Dave?
Like Mike from Yeovil, who is prepared to swap his 95-96 signed Liverpool shirt as a possibility. Not interested myself, but perhaps the panel may be interested. Paula in Eccleshall in Staffs will swap two tickets to see Blood Brothers.
No.
Which is not for me.
No.
And also, Gary in Manchester is prepared to swap his girlfriend's Cocker Spaniel.
That's nice. I like that one.
It could be like a show dog.
That's got to be in the lead so far, hasn't it?
Why not, Rachel? Oh,
what would you swap for tickets to see Birmingham City and Leicester? 08700 100 100. You've got to be quick because we've got to get you on the air before 8 o'clock.
This is Radio.
7.52.
This week from 3, Scott Mills.
Come on, baby.
Justin Timberlake on Radio 1. It's now time for
Top of the Swaps.
La, 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 la. Right, 7.57. Very quickly then. Hello, James.
How you doing, mate?
I'm very well. How are you?
Not too bad at all, mate. Cheers.
Where are you from?
How's Owen in Birmingham?
Oh, how is Owen?
He's all right.
Right, good. right, so tickets then for Birmingham City. Leicester, what do you have to swap with us?
I've got a Philips Video VHS recorder.
Oh, nice.
What state's it in? Is it in good nick?
Oh, yeah, the remote control works as well.
Yeah?
Really?
Is it long play?
It is, yes.
Right. Okay,
to do the new video.
What colour is it?
Black.
Nice.
That'll go in my stack as well.
Yeah. Okay.
Mine's silver at the moment. It looks a bit funny.
That's very nice.
James, what's the weather like in Hales, Owen?
It's snowing very heavily.
All right, because I'm coming out in Birmingham tonight, so I don't know what to wear.
Special
meter,
then.
Oh. I was only joking.
I know where she's going. If you want to know, because she foolishly told me earlier. Is that tonight or tomorrow night you're doing that?
Oh, it's definitely Sunday night.
Right. Okay.
What's
good.
That Broad Street, is
he? No.
Ah.
What? So it's cold, right?
She's going. Why don't you tell him where you're going? He can come and meet you. He can be standing there with a bunch of flowers at the door.
No, call her on line two.
All right. Hello, Ian.
Morning, Chris. Morning,
Dave. Morning.
How you doing?
All right, you?
Yeah, I'm fine. Just looking to lay by on the A38 in the snow.
Oh, very nice.
I know.
London's the only place that's not blooming snowing today.
Oh.
It is.
Was it?
Snowing before.
Yeah, lightly. Right, what would you swap then for these tickets?
I've got a pair of Lacoste cycling glasses.
Ooh, nice.
Very nice. Plastic with like a purple glass tinted front.
Have you got a case for them?
I have got the case. They are literally brand new. I bought them about 2 years ago when I bought my bike and I bought all the gear.
Yeah,
nice. But then I fell off the bike and I've never been on it since. It's hanging up on the wall in the garage.
You should always get back on straight away.
Yeah. It's like falling off a horse.
I fell in a load of stingers and I had to find some duck loose to rub my leg.
Oh, don't you hate that?
Oh, tell me about it.
I hate nettles.
All right, well, thanks, Ian. Right, OK, so we have to put it to the vote, then. Either James's VHS video recorder or Ian's Lacoste cycling glasses. Rachel?
I'll go for the glasses.
Really? OK, that's a mark to the glasses. Dave?
I quite fancy the VHS.
Yeah, but only because you want it.
Well, yeah, mine's knackered.
Dominic?
I like the VHS, actually. That tickles my fancy.
Juliet? VHS video recorder or cycling glasses?
Cycling glasses.
Oh, it's a draw. Right, where's Alad? Because I don't want to have to make the call. Or maybe I do have to make the call.
But you know what he's going to go for? He's going to go for the glasses, isn't he?
Tell him they're very nice. They'll go with his nice clothes from New York.
Well, you're lucky because Alad's gone to the... Right, I'm going to heads and tails it.
Go on, then.
Heads is a VHS video recorder.
Tails are glasses.
Tails are glasses.
Ooh. What was that? Is that a train?
Right, here we go then. Heads is James, tails is Ian. Here we go. It's James!
Yay! Get in there!
Right, sorry about that, Ian.
No problem, off the blues.
You get to keep the glasses, though.
Ah, fantastic. Right. I can stop where they are for the last 2 years.
Lovely, all right. Have a good weekend, pal.
Cheers, mate.
Bye, mate. James, well done.
Thanks very much, Chris.
You're going to the Birmingham City game then, tomorrow?
Yeah,
Yeah, Leicester will have half a team out, won't they?
No comment. I really can't talk about that for glaringly obvious reasons. Although, actually, I think they're flying back today.
Are they?
Like, yeah, I think so.
I think they'll be a bit jet lagged then, won't they?
Well, you know.
We just hope the football is the winner.
Yeah. We just hope that a good time and a safe time is had by all.
That's it.
Right, shut up, James, before you get us into terrible trouble. Enjoy the tickets, mate, and we'll get details of how you can send us your video recorder.
Thank you very much.
Genuinely have to send it now.
Yes, I will, yeah, definitely.
Otherwise, we'll just send Rachel around to Robert when you go out in the lash tonight. Bye!
Thanks very much, Chris.
He's very happy, Johnny.
He was,
soul,
wasn't he? Yeah.
If this video turns up and it's broken, there's going to be big trouble. I mean, you know, it flowed better than King of Tickets, but...
Yeah, well, I never heard King of Tickets, so I can't really compare it.
Coming up, going to play music from Travis, the Usher and Ludacris record, and a song from 2002/2003 that I bet you haven't heard for a while.
Probably for about a year or so.
God, you're good. Here's news and sport with Dom and Jules. It's just after 8 o'clock.
The hunt is on for the Spanish bomb. Your newsbeat is 4 minutes past eight.
Snow.
It was snowing on the way in this morning. It was really exciting.
Was it?
Yeah.
I always think sometimes, if you get the right snow, when you're driving at night, if you get the right snow, your headlights are on, and you just get that nice kind of thick enough but still light, but quite heavy, and you're driving down the road... It's like being in Star Trek when they go into warp speed.
That's right. Mm. Very dependent on what car you're in at the time.
It
probably
has to be fluffy snow, though, doesn't it? That just sort of floats.
That gets, you know, you can see it in the headlamps and the light. No, don't look at me, Jules, like I'm an idiot. True. You need a tape of the Star Trek theme tune. The next time you're in the car and it's snowing like that and it's night time,
do you have that tape
stick
in your
it
car?
On.
Space, the final frontier.
What? Do you have that tape in your car?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why? Does that make me sad?
No, I'm just different.
So you wouldn't have to be moving at the time, would you? Because the snow is coming towards you.
No, it helps if you're moving.
But you don't have to, because the snow's coming towards you.
It depends
whether
it's windy
or not.
If you're in a stationary vehicle...
Oh, shut up! Hey, look. Chris Miles comes from Leeds, where he watches Leeds United. When they run out on the pitch, young Chrissy gets excited. He's bold and strong and daring, the bravest in the nation. He's not afraid of anything except for... Just in case you're interested, it's 6 minutes past eight.
Whatever.
Now I got the beat to make your booty go.
Woo!
Take that, rewind it back. Usher got the voice to make your booty.
Who's your favorite boy band?
Take that.
Really?
Rewind it back. Ludacris got the flow to make your booty go. Take that, rewind it back. Lil Jon got the beat to make your booty go.
It's out next week. It's Usher and Ludacris with the year before that. Liam Lynch, the United States of whatever.
He didn't go on to great things, did he?
Not really. I think he was a student from that Paul McCartney fame school thing.
From Lipper. I think he was, actually. I think he went to Lipper.
Favourite text message this morning. My missus thinks your Welsh assistant is called Salad. Stupid tart from Alan, Yorkshire. Let's move on. He's here. He is Alan.
Hello, Chris.
And joining us for this link is Dominic.
Hello.
Purely because we seem to have a battle of the interviewers going on. Dominic gets all the big stars in the plush hotel suites.
That's right.
Whereas Allard goes down to the premieres and stands in the cold. So Dominic will no doubt sit here and toot all the way through this feature.
Oh, I wouldn't have done it like that. That's rubbish.
See what, how he also, gets on. The slight change also is that Dom gets them one-on-one in the room just...
I have heard that.
Whereas I have to clamber over everybody else and push my way in front of...
I thought you had a good position yesterday.
Sorry?
I thought you had a good position.
We were... No, what happened was, right, this is quite funny. We were indoors this time, so we were very chuffed with that. I went down with Scott.
Chuffed as opposed to chaffed.
No, yeah, just chuffed. Very excited that we're indoors because it's very cold out, so that was bonus. But what they did was they did three different pens, right? And they've done all TV
pens.
Outside.
Different coloured.
No, pens, you know, when, like, hens.
Penalties?
No, you go...
Oh, like pens for sheep?
Yes, we were putting three different pens.
Right.
Well, so we were cornered off into three different areas.
Right, okay.
So on the outside, they had all the TV, which goes on for about half a mile. So they went through all those interviews. They come indoors, they got all the photographers, and that's where they pose in front of the signs and everything.
Right.
Then they come upstairs, and they must be thinking, right, we're almost there now, we're almost in. But no, they get to upstairs, and that's where all the radio interviews and print.
Right.
So the first area was set of radio number one, of which Radio 1's Newsbeat was there. And then set number two was the print. And then set number three was the Asian Network and me. So
you always get lumped in with the Asian Network.
So you were the last person they spoke to before they went to see the film.
Which was a problem because by that point they were well peed off about asking answering questions. And so, but the only thing, not that I'm trying to blow up your ego anymore,
right.
But the only thing that got them to stop and talk to us was, I'm from the Chris Moore Show! And then they stopped.
Yeah,
so that
always gets Ben Stiller quaking in his boots.
No, that's
big fan of yours.
That didn't work for Ben, but the others it did.
Right, so what we did yesterday, we got a list of everybody who was going, all the famous people. And I got my little DJ photo cards with the superhero picture on the front. And on the back, I wrote personal messages to all these famous people.
That's nice.
With a question. So for argument's sake, hello, Ulrika Johnson. I think you have nice hair. Well, you know, what is your favourite day of the week? Or whatever.
Yeah.
Of Chris.
It really worked.
Did it?
We must do that again.
Okay, good.
Because with all these people shouting for their attention, it was great to have a card. They could stop, ignore everyone else, just read your card. It worked.
Okay, good. All right.
The first person we bumped into was Ben Stiller.
I believe he's in the movie.
He is. He has a small role in the film.
He has a small part, you're going to say, then. And you changed it the last second, didn't you?
You're very correct.
Right.
Him and Owen Wilson. And
not Owen Paul, as we discussed yesterday.
No. My favourite waste of time.
You're my favourite waste of time.
Boom.
You're my favourite waste of time. Cause you're mine.
Now, Ben Stiller's normally funny, and he was very funny with Dom.
He was very funny with me, Alad. It's kind of all in the questioning, to be honest
with
you.
Well, here we go.
I didn't ride for the questions on this one, so I don't take the blame here. But he wasn't quite as funny with me. I introduced myself and the show, and I handed him his card.
All right, yeah.
Question on the back of that.
Okay. He wants me to buy him a car. What kind of car do you want?
He wants a Ferrari.
Oh, okay. I'll get him one.
That's great.
It's going to be a Matchbox one, but it'll be...
So there you go.
Was that a sarcastic laugh from you?
Yeah. He was just like, right, great. And he walked off.
So you did an interview with Owen Wilson.
He walked off. They came in as a pair. And as I was talking to Ben, Owen just kind of looked and just walked off. And actually, what I did edit out of that was me halfway through Ben answering. I go, Owen, I want you too. But he walked off.
Yeah, because he probably doesn't like that Irish rock band.
Can you do your laugh again, Alan?
No, I can't.
Right, yeah.
Question on the back of that.
Okay. He wants me to buy him a car. What kind of car do you want?
He wants a Ferrari.
Oh, okay. I'll get him one.
That's great.
It's going to be a Matchbox one, but it'll be there.
That's your little fake laugh on the end.
Yeah, it was, actually. I did it then. Yeah, great, funny.
Do you fake laugh to make celebrities feel as though they're really funny?
The next three people I saw, though, were much more fun. I gave them their postcards.
Yeah.
It's up to you if you want to guess what the question was, because they don't actually read the question back.
Oh, okay, well, don't tell us a question. We'll play it by ear.
Okay, first person I saw was James Hewitt.
All right. Did he hit you with his brolly?
No, he's the winner of Back to Reality.
Yeah, we know who he is.
Well, I didn't. I was away.
Okay. James Hewitt.
James? Chris Moore Show, Radio 1. I have a message from Chris.
I wonder if I couldn't make it on Monday.
Here's a question for you.
Yeah, because apparently, allegedly, he was in bed, asleep.
Is that the reason?
Well, you saw the papers the next day.
Terrible.
Anyway, so here you go. This is he didn't make the show, but here's a question.
I'm not going to answer that. Of course I did.
Can I ask
you? So,
do you know what? I'll be absolutely honest. I can't remember what I wrote.
Oh, really?
All I remember... I tell you, the only question I remember writing was because the original actors were meant to be there.
Yes, I did speak to them.
So the original guy who played Starsky...
Paul Michael Glazer.
My question to him was, I think you're a great actor, much better than Cagney and Lacey and Officer Dibble. Because, you know, all TV cops.
He's the only one that needed the question read out to him because he didn't have his glasses.
Oh, bless him.
But this game about us guessing what the question was, we can now play, actually, because Chris and I have seen the questions but have both forgotten
if
what they were.
That's great.
Actually, we can join in now.
James Hewitt laughed and said he wouldn't reply.
He said, of course I don't.
But then as he's walking off, he realises we could play with that. We could play with that. So he goes, of course I don't. And he walked off. So what was the question that made him so nervous?
Do you fancy Jade?
No.
Was it the question about does he wee in the bath or something?
I don't think you should play this, actually. Yes, it was. He said, the question was, you're posh and everything, but do you wee in the bath?
Yeah, great question.
Well done.
And he says he doesn't. Actually, I believe I wrote, do you pee in the bath or shower?
Yeah, you did, actually.
Yeah.
Pee in the bath or shower. Oh, I see. It was a choice between the two, was it?
Well, no, not would you
either
rather
or.
Pee in, but
okay.
Either or.
The next person I saw was John Fashanu.
Wow, all the stars were out last night.
Awooga.
Sorry?
Awooga.
Really?
That's John's...
Do you not remember his catchphrase from the mid-90s on Gladiators? He used to start every show with Eureka by going,
Awooga.
Did he?
Yeah.
I remember saying focus, focus in the jungle.
Awooga, he said.
Awooga?
Are you sure?
Let's hear the clip. John Fashanu.
How you doing?
Excellent. Good night. Tonight's a good night.
I've got a quick message from Chris Mills for you.
Oh, thank you very much.
On the back.
Oh, what a great shout. I will seriously consider that. Here we've got one of our Fash FC players, Sean, who's come along, who's a great player, but that's something I must think about doing.
All right, so what's that question to John Fashanu? And I'll give you a clue. He is the manager and coach, I think, of Fash FC, the famous Bravo TV football club.
Would you ever consider a high-profile move to Leeds United or something connected with the club?
No.
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 Really?
No. Better than that.
Dave?
I've heard this question.
Awooga, Dave.
I can't remember it.
I know that the question was, would you sign up somebody to play for Fash FC? And
oh, right.
I forget who it was. Was it Jade?
No, I remember who it is now. That's right.
But who were the two people?
Well, here's a clip.
How are you doing?
Excellent. Good night. Tonight's a good night.
I've got a quick message from Chris Mills for you.
Oh, thank you very much.
On the back.
The question is, would you ever consider signing up ex-gladiators Wolf and Jet to play for Fash FC?
Oh, what a great shout. I will seriously consider that. Here we've got one of our Fash FC...
Yeah, we don't care about your Fash FC player.
And finally,
right.
Your favourite band, Simon from Blue.
Praise the Lord.
Now, we didn't have a question for him. I think he must have slept up there.
He's one of the less annoying ones.
He wasn't on the list.
He was very... No, he wasn't, actually.
No, he wasn't on the list.
He's one of the favourites out of the Blue.
No, what I mean, he's one of the less annoying of the...
Simon's a black guy, the big, tall...
Simon
right.
Webb, yeah, Manchester lad.
Yeah, he's the more normal out of the four of them.
Yeah, he's all right.
He's a good lad.
In order of nice people in Blue, it goes Simon...
The Greek-looking one.
Yeah, the one who drives the van.
Anthony.
Yeah. Anthony, yeah, him. And then the other... Bert and Ernie, the other Muppets.
Yeah.
Duncan and Lee.
All right, so Simon from Blue. So we didn't have a question for him, but I did have generic...
Well, what I did was I went through them without looking, to be fair, and I just handed him one.
Right.
And this was his reply.
Simon, Alice from the Chris Moore Show, Radio 1. How are you doing?
I'm very, 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 very good. Thank you.
Thank Chris has sent up the message.
Oh, bless him, man. Hell yeah. Oh, cheers, Chris.
Enjoy the film.
Oh, man.
He was chuffed.
Jesus, I don't...
Would you...
So
was that the random... Because I did... I wrote a random man and random woman question.
You did.
Did you give him the random man question?
I'd already given the random woman to David Walliam.
David Walliam.
What is his name?
David Walliams. From Little Britain.
Who wasn't impressed with that one, actually.
Really?
Just walked off.
Yeah, because I wrote to fit famous lady.
That's true, but I didn't have one for him, so I thought he might get into character for that, but he chose not to.
Right, okay.
So that would have been to
random famous bloke.
It did end up being that one.
This is the beauty of short-term memory loss, isn't it? That we can play this
but
again.
But what did you ask him?
Well, he says thanks very much.
He was chuffed as well.
What was the question?
I will say on the radio that you're really, really not that rubbish.
No.
Do you want some English pounds sterling?
No.
Why would you say that?
I don't know. It goes...
I've heard you're hung like a horse.
It wasn't a question about inviting them on the show, was it?
Or no.
Inviting them
to
your
house?
Oh,
I know what it was. Was it, would you like to go out for a pint sometime?
It was, you're very famous. Yeah. Do you fancy a pint sometime?
There you go.
Simon, Alice from the Chris Moore Show, Radio 1. How are you doing?
I'm very, 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 very good. Thank you.
Thank Chris has sent up the message.
I'd like to shave your head and eat your hair.
Bless him, man. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, cheers, Chris.
Enjoy the film.
Oh, man.
There you go.
Yeah,
he seems terribly impressed with our great question.
He was. He was stunned to
silence. Are they the best ones from it?
Yes.
Who else did you meet?
There weren't that many,
right?
Unfortunately.
Well, really, James Hugh and John Fashley and Sanford Blue.
They all sound as though they're backing away from
somehow. I didn't think that you'd, you know, we don't have time for, you know, like Rory Bremner and
Ralph Big Little stars. Was there?
Ralph Little, give
he was
over.
There, yeah, but we didn't have a question for him, and apparently he's been very ill lately.
He fell over
a bit, and when he came to me, I obviously asked how he was. I said, but more importantly, do you listen to the Chris Moore show? And he was like, yes, I love it. I listen all the time.
Right.
So that was very good. And apart from that, I think that was the A-list celebrities.
Wow, well, what a great night. Dominic, out of 10 for his reporting?
Yes, I'd like to give that 3 out of 10, Alid.
Dom, why?
3 for effort, and you lose 7 for quality.
There you go. Right, well done, Alid, at the Starsky and Hutch premiere last night. Very nice. Lovely.
Thank you. 3.
Oh, this half, is meant to be out.
Out what?
Cast. There you go.
Oh, I see.
Worth a treat, that, isn't it? Comes out next week. Do you like that, Dave?
Yes.
Good. BBC. Newsbeat. Coming up, Pink, and then we'll play Outcast. Let's get some news from Dominic. It's 8:30.
And the main news, millions of people, and the time now is 8:34.
What about Comedy Dave's M6 news?
Dave, I have your M6 northbound update.
Because I think we should do this as a regular on a Friday. You should take requests.
Okay, I don't mind doing that.
M6 news.
The M6 northbound, which is what you asked about, wasn't it? No problems between junctions 18 and 17, but there are a few problems between junctions 21 and 20.
Fell or viaduct, isn't it?
Yeah.
So there's nothing 17 and 18.
Nothing south of that. I think you'll be all right.
All right, lovely, thank you.
What about trains to Birmingham? Rachel's getting the train to Birmingham.
I didn't check that.
You didn't bother?
Stop. They're probably fine, Rachel.
What about
to say?
Travel news from my front door to my local pub?
Again, fine. Really? No major problems there.
And what about Juliet's route into any pub in the UK at any point over the weekend?
I mean, that could go either way, really.
Really?
To be honest with you.
Okay. Alan, do you get anywhere this weekend?
No, but Aberystwyth is playing.
Oh, yes.
Right, great.
Playing Bangor City.
Playing what? Cards? The trumpet?
I'm going to Manchester.
You're going to Manchester?
Yeah.
There you go. Any news about that?
Probably again, M6 northbound.
Yeah,
all right.
Fellwall's going to be heavy, but other than that, it's all right.
All right, good.
Grey, are you going anywhere?
No.
There you go. Do you have anything that maybe he can do, like a What's On guide or something like that?
Yeah, you could have... Yeah, find out what's on.
There you go. Beautiful. Radio 1, Digital Week. You know, Dave, it's Digital Week all this week on Radio 1.
I've heard about this.
We're giving away digital radio in Freeview boxes.
Wow, what are we doing today?
We're going to give away a digital radio.
Fantastic news.
That's right. And do you know how you can win one, Dominic?
No, I don't.
You register by texting the word digital, followed by your name, and send it to 81199.
That's
digital, followed by your name, and send it to 81199.
That. Do you want to do it again, then?
No.
All right.
And we'll choose one person at random and stick you on the air, answer a ridiculous question, and you'll win a digital radio. It's nice, isn't it?
When can we play this?
Well, if you text in,
yeah,
then we'll choose you. And in the next 15, 20 minutes, we'll call you back.
Fantastic.
What's that number again, the text number?
It's 81199, Dominic.
Oh, that's brilliant.
So you write the word digital, and then you put your name, and you send it to 81199.
Oh.
It really is that simple, Dominic.
It is simple and good.
And even you should be able to understand it, and you're thick.
Thank you.
No problem.
Radio 1's Digital Week. Keep listening for more chances to win.
We're the new show on the air, and we know we're not the same. To be your number one, well, that's our major aim. What makes this show stand out when the record has stopped playing? When he speaks into the mic, you understand what he is saying.
8:37, good morning.
The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1.
Stop it. So you text the word digital, and then you put a space in. Then you put your name, and you send it to 81199. You got that?
That's
81199.
All right.
I've been a girl with a skirt pulled.
Outcast and The Way You Move, BBC Radio 1, it's 8:44 in the morning. Oh, by the way, Grant's in the country.
Is he?
Yeah, the guy who did this.
Buckerfield.
Yeah. The Buckmeister.
Morning, Grant.
if you're listening.
Grant is the guy who made this piece of music. Especially for this show. Very talented boy.
He is indeed.
Can't hold his drink now. So, everything all right?
With me?
Yep, yesterday was fine. Yeah,
tickety-boo.
Did you never run in with anyone yesterday?
Did I?
Yep.
No, I don't believe I did.
Okay. How's your relationship with your fellow DJs?
It's fine, I think.
Everything all right?
Yeah, I don't think I've upset anybody.
No?
No.
Scott Mills?
What about him?
He's left you a few more messages on your voicemail in the last 24 hours.
How do you know?
It's like, because you don't learn, do you? You still haven't changed your PIN.
I don't know how to change my PIN.
From yesterday, when I went into your voicemail and got loads of phone messages. Yeah, this is all to do with Reverse Award, Dave's Rubbish Quiz, which is going to be appearing on Challenge TV soon in an extraordinary five-minute programme.
When did you go on my phone?
And, obviously, we played a couple of messages from Scott that he left you the other day.
Yeah.
And he's quite angry with you, isn't he? And you never got back to him either, did you? You never called him back.
We had to go for that meeting yesterday and I didn't get a chance to call him back.
You know when we're sitting at the meeting?
Yeah.
And he said, you're looking quite pleased with yourself.
Yeah.
And I told you some rubbish story about something.
Yeah.
I was quite pleased myself because I'd gone onto your voicemail and recorded all your messages.
But there's all sorts of stuff on there that
I know
isn't for broadcast.
I know.
I mean, not that anything is illegal, but...
Shall we have a listen to some of your messages?
Don't play it out.
Here we go.
David Scott again. You haven't got back to me overnight. Also, I heard a bit of the show this morning. You were playing some of my messages I left yesterday, which I think is well out of order, because they're private calls to your phone, so I'd appreciate it if you didn't do that again. Okay, thank you. Bye.
The message will be saved.
Oh, dear, you've done it again, Dave. You've completely ignored Scott's request to not play these messages on the air.
But I haven't played anything on the air.
He's desperate to present
these
a first word.
These are messages that were left on my private phone upstairs on my desk.
That you're playing out on the show.
I'm not playing anything. You dubbed them off without my permission.
Did you get that one yesterday?
Yeah, but I was going to ring him back today.
You didn't call him back?
Well, no, because we were out yesterday, weren't we?
I know you didn't call him back.
Hi, David. Scott again. Sorry about the message earlier if I sounded a bit abrupt. I was just a bit annoyed. Listen, mate, if you're still looking for somebody to do this this quiz show thing, I'm up for it. Can you call me back? I know you're busy and everything, but I just 5 seconds is that's all I need of your time. All right, bye.
The message will be saved.
Now, he's done television.
Don't play anymore.
He's done television work before. Why does he... Does he get a bit angry that you haven't phoned him back? I thought you two were meant to be friends.
We are friends.
Not anymore.
Well, we were until you interfered.
Yeah, until this message.
David Scott again. This is probably the sixth time I've called you now. I mean, could you just have the decency to call me back and let me know whether it's a yes or no? You know, I don't mind either way, but I just think it's a bit rude for you not to call me back. I'm still really interested in doing it, and it takes, you know, a few seconds of your time. Just give me a call back and say whether it is a yes or a no. I'd really appreciate it. Thank you.
Which I was planning to do.
The message will be saved.
You're a scumbag.
I was planning...
What kind of a friend are you?
I was planning to ring him back.
And he put the messages out on the air. And he specifically asked you not to.
I didn't put anything out on the air.
He hates your guts.
But I just don't see where you get off going into my private messages and doing this as some kind of laugh.
I find it hilarious.
Upsetting people and making me look stupid.
Especially the fact that I don't know who comes out, as the worst person, you or Desperate Mills.
Hi, Dave, Scott again. I'm really sorry about that message earlier. I was a bit stressed. Look, I've realised I might be coming across a bit desperate. I'm not desperate. I just want, you know, I'm not quite interested in doing it.
Yeah.
So just give me a call back, yeah? Cheers.
Yeah. And let me know if you want to go for that Chinese.
I think it's good that he's keen about it. And I do, seriously...
Are you going to ring him?
Yeah, of course I'm going
to ring him. Why don't you ring him?
I'm going to ring him
now.
No, I'm going to ring him after the show.
No, you're not. You won't, though. You won't.
But, I mean, you know...
Why don't you tell everybody what your problem is with Scott Mills?
There's no problem with Scott Mills.
You obviously have a problem with him.
All jokes aside...
Why do you have a problem with Scott Mills?
I've got no problem with Scott Mills.
You obviously do.
I don't, and, you know...
Why aren't you calling him back?
Because we were out yesterday.
Is it true you called him a loser behind his back yesterday?
No, we came into work this morning.
I'm sure, straight on the air. I'm sure you called him a loser.
When could
Wasn't Rachel, wasn't it, when we went for that meeting yesterday? Didn't Dave go, I've got more messages from Scott again. Such a desperate loser. Was that what he said?
When could I didn't say that. When could I have rung him back between us leaving here yesterday for our important meeting
In the taxi on the way there?
Well, no, we're with people. And it's private.
It's not a secret.
It's
not that private now because everybody knows about it.
David Scott again. You haven't got back to me overnight. Also, I heard a bit of the show this morning. You were playing some of my messages I left yesterday, which I think is well out of order.
Well out of order.
Because they're private calls to your phone, so I'd appreciate if you didn't do that again.
We won't.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Right. No worries. Not a problem, Scott. Don't you worry. I'll never play any of your private messages ever again.
Are we going to make a decision?
Well, the thing is, I wasn't actually going to say he was on my shortlist at this point because I was dealing with it in confidentiality and I've still got some more people to see, but...
You haven't got a shortlist!
I have. It's what I've been
working on. You've got a long list of people who said no!
But I wasn't going to air any of this until Monday when I had more of a clue, but the fact that Scott is pleased and keen to take part, I think, is encouraging.
So what are you saying?
I'm going to ring him after the show. I'm going to have to ring him now because you've kind of narked him, haven't you?
He's knocked at you for playing his private messages.
He's knocked he's knocked at me, but it's...
And you called him a desperate loser.
I didn't say that.
You did?
Didn't.
And you said you can't wait for Coxie to come back on Monday. All right, the last bit's a lie.
It's 10 to 9.
Right. So, has he got the gig?
I'm not saying yet, because there's other people who might equally be upset by the fact that now they're going to think that they're not in pole position.
Like who?
I can't say.
Name one.
No.
Well, the, reverse a word... story rolls on. The whole nation is quite literally gripped to their sleeping tablets.
Radio 1's Digital Week.
Sing it! Must make mental notes, don't shout sing it into instrumental middle eight. Darkness, love is only a feeling. Which comes out
soon.
Soon. What a backlash on the text messages I'm getting this morning about your thing.
Quite right, I think.
Thank you. That was meant to start 6 seconds ago. It's
a bit late on the music.
Didn't start. Anyway, don't worry about it. Scott will love me, he doesn't mind. It's all promotion for his show, which is today at 3 on Radio 1.
We'll talk about it later.
Right, Tedious Lane, can I get to this morning's from yesterday morning's Natalie Imbruglia and Torn.
Torn is what happens to your trousers if you snag them on a spike when climbing over railings. Railings tend to be a good place to chain bicycles. Bicycles rhymes with icicles, which is what you might get on your beard if you were lost in the Arctic and trapped for days inside a block of ice.
Rubbish.
Ice can be made at home by filling an ice tray with water and leaving in the freezer compartment of your fridge. The fridge was a nickname of American football player William the Fridge Perry. William Perry shares the same surname as Fred Perry, who gave his name to the famous style of tennis shirts. Tennis shirts tend to be white, as do polar bears, for reasons of camouflage. Camouflage was the title of a top four hit in 1986 for Stan Ridgway. Stan Ridgway shares the same Christian name as Stan Collymore. Stan Collymore is a big fan of cars and has owned several of them over the years, which he's enjoyed driving to various different locations. Locations can be found with the aid of maps, and the first maps were created by early explorers such as Christopher Columbus and Captain Cook, who sailed the oceans of the world with their fearsome armada. Which links us to this morning's Armada-based Tedious Link track. It is Groove Armada, and If Everybody Looked the Same.
I love that song. Great record.
Thank you.
Groove Armada now at Radio 1. Love that record. Groove Armada, If Everybody Looked the Same. 3 minutes past nine. Seamless?
Seamless.
Yes?
Yes.
Right, go. No mistakes?
No mistakes, as far as I'm aware.
No fridge mistakes?
No, I don't think so.
No ice cubes mistakes?
Don't think so.
What did you say about ice cubes again?
I said that ice can be made at home by filling an ice tray with water and leaving in the freezer compartment, which is the crucial part of this link, the freezer compartment of your fridge.
Right, okay.
Correct, I have one.
What?
A fridge.
Come on, congratulations.
We're the freezer compartment.
You must be very proud.
And an ice tray.
I have a separate freezer.
Do you?
Fridge, yes, since I got my new kitchen.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great.
But you don't have anything in your freezer, do you?
A lie, actually. It's full. It's absolutely brimming. Brimming with stuff. Do you know, shall I give you a rundown?
Have you got those frozen microwave doner kebabs in there?
No.
No?
No. None of those. Shut up. Weight Watchers Wonder. Oh, oh, oh.
Thank you.
Was that Wayne Wonder?
It's Wayne Wonder.
Right. Mm. I have in my freezer at the moment my favourite chicken pies. Yep. I love chicken pies.
So just before you go on, this, of course, is half-time, Rachel. This is a point of the show where we just like to freestyle.
Chicken pies, right. My low-calorie kind of range of...
Lean cuisine?
Well, yeah, well, it's like, it's curries and stuff, but it's low in fat, right, which is all right.
They're all right, actually. Yeah, it's fine, okay, if it's low in fat.
Yep.
Yorkshire puddings.
Not good for
not
you.
Good.
Yeah, but it tastes great.
Yeah, but you can't get a diet Yorkshire pudding.
A small four-pack of Haagen-Dazs ice cream tubs.
What flavour?
There's cheesecake and three others. I don't know. Stuff that I don't really like. Better say if you like it. Mint or something and Fraulein or something like that.
Praline. It's a kind of nut.
Fraulein?
Is it a nut? That's Fraulein. Isn't that the German
Let's
for
miss? Let's not go
miss?
Back onto Germany. We did that country
Sorry.
Yesterday.
And ice creams and ice cubes and peas and mince and fish and chips and prawns and loads of things.
Did you buy these all prawns? Yourself?
What? Most of the things,
did
yeah.
You?
Prawns?
Yes.
What are you going to make with prawns?
You're so stupid.
Prawn and chips.
Prawn salad. Prawn and Yorkshire puddings. Loads.
You don't eat salad.
Well, you're right. That's probably be prawn and chips then.
Prawn cocktail.
Hey, I'll tell you what I bought the other day. Basil Brush little chicken bite things.
Oh, I like them.
Have you had them?
Yeah.
The Basil Brush ones?
Yeah.
They're cracking them. Like them.
Did you get the potato shapes to go with them as well?
No, I just got the chicken ones.
You got alphabetical spaghetti as well.
Alphabetical spaghetti. Yeah. Isn't it the Gladiator movie? My name is Alphabetical Spaghetti. right, Digital Week then. Which caller am I going to go for now?
The top one.
The top one. Right. Line three, hello.
Hello.
Who are you?
Libby.
Liar.
I am.
How old are you?
24.
Liar. Where are you from?
Cornwall.
That's very vague, Libby.
You're such a liar.
Falmouth in Cornwall.
Falmouth?
Yeah. Why did you say wuh at the beginning?
I didn't mean to.
Right, okay. You were just wuh.
Rachel went to college in Falmouth, you know.
Yeah.
Did she?
Mm. Yeah, whereabouts in Falmouth are you?
Morning, Smith.
What?
Morning.
Morning.
Say hello to Alan Smith.
What's your favourite pub in Falmouth?
The Red Lion.
Oh, good choice.
Oh, I never went to that one.
You're barred from that one.
What do you do, Libby?
I'm a teacher.
Really? Where?
In Falmouth.
In Falmouth, which school?
The local one.
Is anybody else getting the skeg yet?
Does it not have a name, Libby, the school at
no.
which you teach?
You sound as though you don't want to say why which school you're a teacher at.
No.
Well, hang on a second. Libby, it's 7 minutes past nine. Are you at the school now?
Yeah.
You are? Surely, wouldn't you have a lesson now?
I've got a free period now.
Free period now, okay,
yeah.
Right.
Convenient.
Whereabouts are you? It's very quiet.
I'm at home.
You're at home, right. Are you meant to be at work?
I am, but I'm ill today.
You're ill today.
Yeah.
So ill, you managed to phone up Radio 1.
Yeah.
Right. So, Libby, is Libby even your real name?
No, that's true.
Right, and you're from what?
I am. My parents are from Cornwall, so it's a half-truth.
Right, okay. So where exactly are you now?
In Worcester.
Are you in bed?
No, I'm not out of bed now.
Right, so that's how ill she is. She's out of bed, on the phone.
Right, yeah.
Do you know what would be really funny about this, right? After all this and all the agony you put yourself through, if you get the question wrong...
I know.
Oh, dear. Are you really a teacher?
I am, yeah, honestly.
So why didn't you just say that you're working in news agents or something?
I didn't think earlier when he rang me.
Perhaps you could, by way of ingratiating yourself to your school governors, you could donate the digital box
to the
school.
That's so out of order, mate.
No.
That's so out of order, because if she doesn't now, she'll look mean and callous.
That way the children, who I believe are our future, could listen to us while they're at school.
They could do, but then they wouldn't be listening to our expert teaching.
That's a very good point, Libby.
It isn't it?
Very good point. So what exactly is wrong with you?
I got a stomach bug.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
And you can't pass it on to the kids because that would be very unprofessional of you.
Exactly.
So that's why you're against your better will, staying at home today.
Exactly.
Phoning national radio shows and trying to win prizes. I'll tell you what, if you want, I'll just pass your details on to Joe Wiley and Mark and Lard and Scott Mills and I can get you on all day.
No, it's all right, thanks.
May as well make it worth your while, as you probably will get fired. Right then, I bet you're glad you've texted in now, aren't you?
Yeah.
I love this. Shh, don't speak so loud.
I don't want them to hear that I'm off screen. Oh, Libby, Libby, Libby. Oh, dear. Can I have a question, please? I don't have a question. Oh. I'm now being handed the question. Right then, Skyver. You can win a digital radio if you answer this question correctly, OK?
Right.
You know, it's great to have fun with comedic answer phone messages, and the one on my phone is particularly hilarious. When you phone my mobile, there's a celebrity...
Don't play that.
What?
You can't play
I'm
that.
I'm not playing it, don't worry. There is a celebrity with a very special recorded answer phone message for my phone. But who is that celebrity? Is it A, Dale Winton, B, Avid Medin, or C, John Culshaw?
B, Avid Merrin.
Avid Merrin?
Yeah.
Merrion.
Merrion, that's the one.
You know, technically, that's not right.
It is in the wording of the question, because there's three options, and that is...
In the wording of the question...
Correct option.
It is the right answer. So, just listen, you'll be able to listen to your digital radio in the mornings before you go to sign on.
No.
After you've lost your job.
I know, you're getting me in trouble now.
Oh, yeah, it's all my fault. It's all my fault that you took a sickie off work. Sorry, that you're ill off work.
I am ill, I really am.
You let your fingers do the walking and call us, Libby.
I know.
I'm just thinking if we can give anything to her or to her school.
What, like a computer?
Well, because I don't want her to get fired.
Give them Chris's computer from his desk.
Seriously, that shouldn't go anywhere near a school.
I'm sure there's something we can sort out.
Do you look after a class, or do you just...
I've got a Year 7 form and teach all the other years.
Maybe we could send a signed photo of you, Chris.
How many... No, I'm thinking of giving something decent. How many kids in the class?
28.
28 signed photos.
How about £1 each? Out of my pocket?
No.
50p?
We could send them one mug and they could share it.
Yeah, we've got a Chris Moyles mug. We could send them one of them. They could have it in the common room.
And that's going to be... Yeah, but that's for her. What about the kids?
We'll sort something
nice
out.
See, the thing is, what I'm thinking of, if you do something nice for the kids, right, then they can't tell Libby off for putting a sickie, for being sick off work today. That's all I'm thinking of her. And she sounds quite nice.
We've still got some of those.
What do you teach, by the way?
PE.
PE? See, there you go, and she'd be fit as well.
Yeah.
I mean... We'll work on it.
Okay, then.
Okay. But do you know what we can send? Exercise books.
We haven't got any exercise books.
I'm just thinking from that posh school around the corner.
Oh, they've got plenty,
We've
actually,
got Chris Moore stickers. We could stick them on.
I think sending stickers to school kids is going to be a bright idea.
Stick them on the books.
Kids love collecting stickers. They stick them all over their textbooks and stuff.
Send some key rings.
Yeah.
And some novelty rubbers.
And some bugs.
Set squares and stuff.
Libby?
Yes?
Get well soon, my darling.
Thank you.
And I hope you don't get a phone call from work today.
No, so do I.
If you do, just don't answer it.
Okay.
Just, if anybody rings, just go, don't be so ridiculous. I was ill. I haven't got time to be phoning up the Chris Moore Show on Radio 1 just after 9 o'clock and winning a digital radio. That wasn't me.
I'll do that then.
Have a good weekend.
And you.
Bye.
Bye.
Radio 1's Digital Week. Keep listening for more chances to win.
Priceless.
Tactless.
I think it's just send them £1 each. I'll do that. 28 quid in the post. There you go. Morning, kids. This morning I have a very special present from a radio and DJ. Count backwards, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, before you... Oh, yeah. It's by Eamon, and it's called Huff It. That's what I've been told.
Huff It.
That's what they say upstairs.
Really?
Yeah.
Huff It.
On One Extra.
No deity.
No doubt.
Superfly guys.
In the place to be. Music for the nation, pulling into the station.
I'll have a word with your mother.
What's wrong with your dadda? He in the kitchen, making pasta. I don't know.
Pasta's not particularly super fly, is it?
Hey, don't you diss pasta.
Can we open the lines for car park catchphrases?
Do you mind? Dave and I are having
busy
a conversation.
Talking,
stop
Rachel.
Butting in with this stupid moany Kidderminster wine.
I'm not moaning, I'm just... I'm going to dare with you.
And we talking serious, Rachel. We're not just waffling.
The nation love this bit of the show. It's their favourite bit.
Downtime.
Anyway, Eamon, and don't know when it's out.
But soon.
Soon. What? Don't log on. By the time you found... It takes you 20 minutes. She always goes to the internet. Oh, find out! And then Sunday afternoon, she'll ring me and she'll go, 2 weeks. What? 2 weeks? I found out when it comes out. Who cares?
I think it's a couple of weeks.
Well, what did I just say? 2 weeks?
We said soon, which encompasses 2 weeks.
It's soon, right?
On the dot.
When does it come out, Dave?
Soon.
See that? I've got to go to the gym today. This will be the third time this week.
It's been quite a traumatic week for you, actually. What, with the dentist and the gym?
I'm planning next week. I'm actually going to bring my kit and train.
Are you?
Yeah, rather than just watch. I thought I'd kind of get into the habit of going, and then next week I'll start doing exercise.
Have you got a proper programme then now with your new trainer?
He's going to work one out for me.
Okay, so for the time being, you're just doing some running and...
Although, he got me on the rower.
I hate the rower.
Hey, Rachel's good on the rower.
Is she?
She can move back and forth. She's got some power in those legs.
I don't like the rower very much either.
You're good, though. We got on the rower, Rachel and I, when we went to the gym together the other day.
It was a good day.
And I sat on one rower, she sat on the other one. Off we go, ready, go. I packed in after 2 minutes. I couldn't handle it at all. Hated it.
I've only been once this week, though.
So then I sat there. How long did you do? Did you do 10 minutes?
Yeah.
So I did about 2.5 minutes. Right.
Mm.
And then sat there up until she had 3 minutes left, and then I decided to join in for another three. So we started at the same time and finished at the same time. But granted, I had a little break in the middle. I had a milkshake and a cigarette. But it was nice.
Yeah.
And this trainer guy had me do loads of stuff the other day. I had to do the bike and the treadmill and the rower and boxing, punching the pads and all that.
Didn't you used to do boxing as a kid?
I went to boxing lessons twice.
Did you?
Yeah.
You get knocked out?
On the second week, the guy was a bit busy, so he put me in the ring with some kid who'd been like going for 3 years.
Yeah, boom.
He smacked me in the face 3 times and that was it. I think I sat in the corner and looked out the window for the rest of the night.
Oh.
You know, seriously. don't laugh. Because this kid gets in the ring with me. Have I told the story on the air?
You've told me, I think. I just like it. I think it's
so I went the first image. Week and it was all, training and medicine ball stuff and all that. And I thought, this is all right. I'm liking this
medicine
boxing.
Balls.
Medicine ball,
You know those big, heavy... Have you never heard of a medicine ball?
No.
They're really big, heavy. You used to get them in gym as well, didn't you? You used to have to carry them.
Yeah.
Is that like that thing that I was picking up the other day in the gym?
No, it's a bit heavier than that, Rachel.
The size of a basketball, but like a lead weight, really.
So anyway, so I went, and the first week was great, and then the second week I went, and the guy who ran the gym, who's like a mate of my old man's or something, says, yeah, no worries, I'll look after him on all this. So there was some problem in the boxing gym, so he just goes, tell you what, Chris, go in the ring with, I don't know, Mark over there.
With Killer.
So Mark, right, had no idea that it was like my second week. And because I was quite a big lad when I was younger, quite broad, he's obviously, here comes a new boxer guy. Right, in the ring, okay, you ready? Ding, ding, bang, straight into my face. I'm like, whoa! And he goes, got to keep your hands up, son. Got to keep your hands, your guard wasn't up. Obviously, come on, right, you ready? Here we go. Ding, ding, bang, straight away. Just knocks me from the other side. And then goes, you got to keep your guard up. So what, you're not keeping your guard up, Chris? All right. I'm petrified. I don't even know what my guard up is. So I've got my hands up. You know when you do that, when you don't know how to box?
Put up your dukes.
But you put them up, leaving a massive gap in the middle where your face is. Yeah. And he just goes, right, you ready? Yeah, bang, straight again. And I'm like, ah, and he goes, why are you not keeping your guard up? I don't know, it's only my second week. All I did was do some skipping at medicine bar last week. Sorry, I didn't realise you were so big, I thought you were a boxer. No! So I thought you were a mate of the guy who runs the place. Not really, I only met him last week, he's a mate of my dad's. Stop hitting me. That's terribly embarrassing. Anyway, we went for a pint afterwards. It was all all right in the end.
How old were you?
I thought you said you were about 12.
26.
50 talent, 1 extra present. Turns out I'm not on my own when it comes to that boxing story. We've had, like, a handful of text messages saying, I have a story that's exactly the same. Second week at boxing, got the absolute crap knocked out of me in the ring, never went again. So that was fun.
I was a bit like that with judo once.
You never went to judo.
I did.
You? Well,
yeah. I went once, but I got cramp in my foot. Never went again. You're going to make you sound funny. I did. It felt like Karate Kid, but I got cramp and fell over.
We really are mean mothers, aren't we? Don't mess with us, otherwise I'll run away crying and Dave will get cramp.
Wax on, wax off.
So you went to wood lessons?
Yeah.
At the YMCA, I didn't like it very much.
Really?
Didn't go again.
When was this?
Oh, years ago. I was only young. No, I was. I was a child.
But you're only young now.
I was younger then.
Right, okay. Anyway, number 14, Keen, Somewhere Only We Know. Coming up, Coldplay, Jennifer Lopez, R. Kelly. Car Park Catchphrase next. Here's some news and sport from Dom and Juliet. It's just after 9.30.
Spain is in mourning for its bomb victims.
And Celtic looked 197 runs.
And the weather.
And the weather, hello. Cold and windy with some sleet and snow in many places with some heavy rain later.
One road travel.
What an idiot. A motorway, because it's Friday, the M4 in Berkshire. Snow is causing delays between Junction 5 and 15 at Swindon. There's a 50-mile-an-hour speed limit in force.
One road travel. On Radio 1.
And the time now is 9.35.
What are you doing for the weekend, Dominic?
I'm learning how to operate a microphone.
Excellent, good idea. Hi, see what you did there.
Yeah.
And how are your phones? Because wasn't you earlier them going left and right?
Yeah, left and right, and then didn't sound sometimes though. I was on mic. And then I am now.
Right, well, you sound perfectly fine to me
thank
now.
Thank you.
I quite like your no mic weather before one road travel.
Do you? Perhaps we should always do that as a feature of the show.
You watched the Liverpool game last night, you being a big Liverpool fan?
I went to bed 10 minutes before the end and they'd equalised when I woke up.
Oh.
Well, they equalised 10 minutes after I went to bed, to be honest with you, but I only found out after when I woke up. It's been a bit of a struggle this morning.
They played all the way through the night until 4.30 this morning.
They must be knackered.
Juliet, what are you doing at the weekend?
I think I might be going to Vale Park.
Really?
Port Vale against Brighton.
How exciting.
It's a kind of top of the working table kind of clash.
Is that a working trip or...?
No, it's pleasure.
Dave?
Going to the match.
Which one?
Everton Portsmouth.
Wow. What's that score going to be?
2-0 to Everton.
Bloody hell, I hope so. Tell you that for nothing. Rachel?
I'm going home for my friend Kate's birthday.
Come and talk into the microphone. And where will you be going out for your great night out for your friend Kate's birthday?
Tonight we're going out in Birmingham.
And are you going to some hard techno night, some R&B night?
No.
What are you going to?
I'm not telling you. I'll tell you on Monday.
Oh, tell us. You don't have to say the name of it, but you can say what kind of night it is.
I think we're going to an 80s night.
Yeah!
It's a bit shocking.
Come on, Eileen.
Not the kind of thing I normally do.
Hey, they might play Owen Paul.
My favourite waste of time.
You never know. They might play it, Rach. You can sing along.
Excellent.
You're mine. You're my favourite waste of time. Boom. Mine. You're my favourite waste of time, cause you're mine all of the time.
I was talking about, I think it's my sister's birthday today. Well, I know it's my
Whoa, you think?
I just looked at the clock. 12th of March.
9.37? Yep, that's my sister's birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday to my sister.
How old is she today?
Come on, Dave.
Yeah, she must be 28.
Oh, you are rubbish. You said earlier she was 27.
Dave!
Did I?
Yeah.
Is she 28? Born in 76. 28?
28.
Yeah, 28 today she is.
You don't know how old your sister is.
What's
and you think it's her birthday.
No, it is today. I just glanced at the clock. She's not listening, though. She's away in Amsterdam.
Can I just explain to people who are now getting confused? The clock in our studio has got the date on it, all right? He hasn't...
doesn't say 9.37, Dave's sister's birthday.
No, it doesn't.
That'd be crazy.
It would be stupid. Yeah. Who would buy that? I'd only sell to maybe, like, one person in the world ever.
Cool.
Me.
Correct, Dave. Moped.
Come on, people. Let's get busy with the fizzy. Insaniaism. Radio 1 Posse. I want to see you shake your booty with a significant degree of confidence. Be like Bjorn. Be like Bjorn. Oh, yes. That's right. Friday night and the lights will go. Hang of a crash at the breakfast show. Fresh flavor, I'm gonna make you dance. We're in the mood for some trance. And when you get the chance, there's your queen. 17, it's not 18, but it's legal. Dancing queen, feel the meat from a tangerine. Yes. Bump it up to the max. We're like a train to your brain, laying down minty fresh tracks. We'll always rock to the rhythm. Get down with the floor. We're
That's right. I'm as serious as Exmo when I'm playing on my decks. That's your queen. She's beautiful. Really beautiful. Thank you. I love your English face. And your butt.
Dave, you have to remind me, we have a couple of special jingles I have to play before 10 o'clock. Okay?
What kind of jingles?
That's all I'm saying. A couple of special jingles. Do you know what I'm talking about? This is?
No.
Oh, seriously?
No, seriously, okay. I don't.
Right, to you?
No.
Right, okay. Before 10 o'clock, some special jingles. Right?
Right.
For Car Park Catch Biz, and here's your host, Chris Moyles. Good morning, Car Park fans. Welcome to Car Park Catchphrase. Why are you laughing?
Pipe down.
Is it Roy's outfit?
Yes.
Thank you, Chris.
And Rachel said it, not me. Let's meet today's contestants.
Welcome on line one. It's contestant number one.
Contestant number one, what's your name and where do you come from?
Hi, Chris. It's Lisa from Feghays.
Yay! From where?
Feghays.
Stoke.
Yeah.
Feghays?
Yeah, near Biddle.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, by Malcott Castle.
Got you. I used to live in Stoke.
I know,
yeah.
We know.
I lived in a lovely, beautiful, expensive area of the city called Longton.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. It was all right, actually. I didn't mind it too much.
No, neither did the thieves.
Oh, that's a terrible thing to say. She said neither did all the nice people who live in that area.
Right.
That's what she said. I had a nice house. I had a great next-door neighbour. Used to mow the lawn.
Was it Jack the Ripper?
No, it wasn't Jack the Ripper. I believe he died several years ago.
Was he from Stoke?
No, I don't think he was from Stoke, was he?
No, I went on a tour recently and they didn't say anything about Stoke.
You went on a tour of Stoke? What kind of weekend?
No, even worse, even worse.
The Jack the Ripper tour.
In Stoke?
No.
In London.
Yeah.
It's very good.
No, anyway. Anyway, get on to that. So what do you do, Lisa?
I'm doing a course to be a student midwife.
Oh, beautiful. Where are you doing that?
Calden Campus.
Right, very nice. Where are you parked then?
In my garage.
Oh!
It's snowing.
Is it snowing loads?
No.
Oh, rubbish. What car are you in, Lisa?
Renault Clio.
Renault Clio.
Nice wheels.
I used to have one of those, 1.9 diesel, red.
Mm. Oh. They're only little, aren't they, though?
Yeah, but I liked it. 0 to 40 in about 2 seconds. 0 to 60 in about 3.5 minutes.
No, mine's quicker than that.
Is it? It's quite nippy at the lights, I always find. As long as you don't break the speed limit and always drive carefully.
Yeah.
Right.
And don't talk on your mobile phone.
No, unless you've got Bluetooth. And even then, you should really, really just wait until you're pulled over to the services.
Safety first.
Yeah. Right, yeah. Let's hear your horn, Lisa. Oh, that's nice and loud. Oh,
in that butch.
Hey, it's not bad, actually, love. Are you going up Anley Duck later?
No.
Up Anley Duck. All the memories of Stoke come flooding back.
What, Shelton?
Yeah. God. So, yeah, I had a great time in Stoke.
Was the radio station good?
It was Signal.
Yeah,
what do you think?
Well, the Funster was okay.
That was before my time.
Well,
you should have been listening to me years ago. I was great. I was Stoke's number 8 DJ. And boy, did we have fun.
And on line 2, it's contestant number 2.
Contestant number 2, what's your name? Where do you come from?
Hi, Chris. My name's Andy. And I'm from Cannock.
Yay! Not a million miles away, really.
Down the road.
Yeah. Whereabouts are you?
We parked on the M4 at the service stations at Junction 3.
The M4 is nowhere near Cannock.
I know. I'm working down London.
Oh, I see.
What are you doing?
My driver's mate.
Your driver's mate? You haven't got a job then? Oh, good morning.
I haven't got a job.
It's a joke. It doesn't matter. What are you driving?
We're in a Mercedes Sprinter.
Oh, nice wheels.
Is it white?
Yeah,
it's all right, mate.
It's like Barrymore.
Oh, dear. Have you got a girlfriend, Andy?
I have, yes.
All right, I was going to hook you up with Lisa.
Oh.
She sounds like... Have you got a boyfriend, Lisa?
I'm married.
Are you?
Yeah, I've got two kids.
How old are you?
22.
Jesus Christ. Good Lord.
Wasting time.
Do you remember those massive power cuts of 98 and 99?
David Pride and Joy Market.
Are they? Oh, what, yeah. What are the names? Go on, say hello to them.
William and Josh.
Oh, lovely. That's nice. 22 years old with two kids. Good Lord. Blimey. Yeah. You're a popular girl. Right, Andy, back to you.
Yeah.
Wind your window down. Let's hear your horn.
Here we go.
Yeah, it's a bit rubbish. Lisa's better than yours. Lisa, let's see yours again. Andy? You're going to have to be a bit quicker than that, Andy, my love, really. I mean, you know, speed is the essence in this game.
Okie
dokie,
mate.
Right, OK. Are you ready, though, mate?
Yep.
Are you ready, Lisa?
Yep.
Horns at the ready. Fingers steady. Let's play Car Park Catchphrase.
22, two kids.
Nice. Nice down looking.
Hey, you're joking, aren't you? Right. I didn't say anything. Rach, I didn't say it. Let's get on with the game. Can I have the computer? No, the computer monitor switched on, please.
Sorry, yes.
Oh, there it is. It's warmed up now. I can see Mr. Fish enjoying a fly drive mini break in the Republic of Ireland. He looks like he's just stopped for a minute to check his map. I think today he's planning a visit to Tipperary and enjoy the local sights and places of interest. Crikey, thinks Mr. Fish. It's actually much further away than he thought, according to the map. In fact... yes, Andy?
Yeah, it's a long way to Tipperary.
It's a long way to Tipperary.
You're right!
Good in there.
Do you not know that one, Lisa?
I was going to say that, but I couldn't press my horn.
Right, I'm sorry to hear that. Well, good luck with pressing your horn in a minute. Well done, Andy. Point to you.
Yes.
Next one.
You're both back in play. Here's another car park catchphrase.
Mr. Fish is taking part in a government think tank which proposes getting rid of all of Britain's major bridges. Apparently, it plans to burn down famous bridges such as the Humber. Yes.
Ha.
Don't burn all your bridges.
You're absolutely right.
Yay!
That's the car park catchphrase we were after. Well done.
Well done indeed.
Yes, I'm clever.
Aren't you just? Isn't she lovely, little Lisa?
Mm.
Are you? How tall are you? Are you about 5 foot five?
No, 5 foot 3 4, something like that.
5 foot 3 4, something like that, yeah. Every other possible height by the one I said.
I know.
Right, whoever gets this one right is a winner. Good luck.
Let's have another car park catchphrase.
Mr. Fish looks like he's in Cheshire, visiting the Cheshire branch of the RSPCA. They've got lots of cats from around the country. Oh, Lisa?
Yeah, grinning like a Cheshire cat.
Grinning like a Cheshire cat?
You're a winner.
Yay! Andy.
Oh, okay.
Beaten by the 22-year-old mother of two.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I know. Sorry about that.
She did well, Chris.
She did very well, and she's better than you.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, bye.
Bye, Chris.
Right. Right, Lisa, well done.
Yay.
How old are your little babies?
One of them's coming up to five and one's just turned one.
Jesus, five? Good Lord almighty. Hey, did you not enjoy school? What's wrong with you? Are you happy, though?
Yes, I'm very happy.
And does your husband look after you?
Yeah, I was ill, like, just the other day and he was looking after me in bed.
Aww. Let's not continue this bit any further, all right? You know, I don't want to know what happened there.
Right? You're only jealous.
No, you're all right, I don't fancy him. You can have him. You're welcome to him, he's not my type. Well done. So, you can have, if you want, a rubbishy prize, or you can have a Chris Miles car park catchphrase crook lock.
Oh, go on then, I'll have the crook lock.
Crook lock, all right, the crook lock is yours.
Thank you.
Have a lovely weekend, Lisa, and say hello to your lovely babies for us.
Go on, Leeds.
Oh, bless you.
Giving something back, you see.
Like and Vale and Stoke.
Dale?
No, Vale, you idiot.
I said Vale.
It's not Port Dale, Dave.
I said Vale.
No, I know you did.
I'm
just can't,
being daft,
you just
Lisa,
can't understand your Stokey accent.
Sorry.
Anyway, gotta go.
Let's okay.
See. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, what a cutie.
Wasn't she just?
So that was it. Thanks to our callers. Thank you, Roy.
Thank you, Chris. Join us same time next time when we'll be playing another game of Car Park Catchphrase on Radio 1. Say goodbye, Mr. Fish. He's waving.
Do you want to play that or not? Yeah, it's no point, really, is it?
Oh, breaking news.
Yes.
We have to play the jingle before we go.
No, I've thought about that.
Right.
There's no point in playing that, is there? What's it? Oh, Rach, we're meant to play a trail for the Joe Wiley Show, which is on in 2.5 minutes. What's the point of that?
We could play a tune.
For a minute and 10 seconds?
Do what you like.
I'm going to do what I like, thanks very much. No point in playing a record now, is there? Jo Wiley's got loads of records. And because she has no great competitions like Car Park Catchphrase, she's really jealous. Anyway, so, new jingles, right?
Yeah, what are these all about, then?
The other day, somebody said, oh, we've been asked if we want some jingles from a top celebrity, right? And sometimes we often write them, you know, like the DJ Sammy ones or whatever. But this time round, we didn't think we'd get away with writing the jingles that we wanted to be said. But anyway, they've turned up. Would you like to hear them?
Yes.
They're very funny. You ready?
Who is the mystery celebrity?
I'll play it and then you'll hear it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hi, this is Janet Jackson, and whenever I'm in the UK, I always listen to Chris Moyles on The Breakfast Show, here on Radio 1.
No. And that's the truth. Whenever she's here, since January the 5th, obviously, she listens to the show.
Is that for real?
Yeah.
Hey, for real?
Yeah.
She wouldn't lie.
Hi, this is Janet Jackson, and you're listening to the saviour of Radio 1, Chris Moyles.
That's impressive.
Isn't it? Janet Jackson. And that, by the sound of it, recorded in her toilet as well. That's nice. Janet Jackson.
Hi, this is Janet Jackson, and whenever I'm in the UK, I always listen to Chris Moyles on The Breakfast Show, here on Radio 1.
I like that. I think that's good.
Yeah?
Thank you, Janet.
Rachel, wow. How many times did I say to you, what time to play the final music? And you just stood there looking at me.
It's been a long week.
Have I started at the right time?
Yes,
I think I was a second early, wasn't I?
No.
All right. Rachel's got a right ump because everybody's found out where she's going tonight in Birmingham.
They
Yeah.
They happen.
Shall I say what it is?
No.
Would that really upset you?
Yes.
Okay.
I know.
I know as well.
Nightingale.
If you see Rachel out tonight, feel free to go up and ask for her autograph. She loves being recognised, and she loves having a photo taken with all her fans. Isn't that right, Rach? You'd never be horrible to your fans, would you?
No.
Have a great weekend, then.
The Chris Moyles Show. The saviour of radio. The Chris Moyles Show. It's the Chris Moyles Show. Yeah. National Radio 1. Radio 1's Digital Week.